Welcome back to Track Talk. This week, we are examining the Ford teams and their performance at Restrictor Plate Tracks, where Joey Logano won his first race of the 2018 season this past weekend at Talladega Super Speedway. Logano's win helped to showcase the dominance of Ford at Daytona and Talladega. Following Sunday's Geico 500, Ford has reached victory lane in 6 straight races at Talladega and 7 of the last 8 events overall at Super Speedways the last 2 seasons. And Ford has won 17 of the last 30 events at Daytona and Talladega, which includes going 4-for-4 a season ago, with wins from Kurt Busch, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Brad Keselowski. Stenhouse Jr. won the spring race at Talladega a season ago, as well as the summer race at Daytona. With Joey Logano continuing the hot streak for the Blue Ovals on Sunday, we look ahead to Ford's chances this summer at Daytona. Ford should definitely be a powerhouse when we get to Florida in July, as well as later this fall in the playoffs. While stats and trends aren't as useful at the larger speedways, given how much a game of chance super speedway racing is, one thing that can be counted on is the strength of the Ford power plant with backing from the Roush Yates engine shop. The Ford camp and the rest of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series will be back at the massive speedway in Alabama later this fall, as all the teams in the series look to keep their championship hopes alive. This Sunday, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series heads to Dover International Speedway, the 1 mile concrete speedway in Delaware known for being an unforgiving venue on both man and machine. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Track Talk. It's time for me to roll on out of here, but tune in next week for the green flag to be displayed on episode 11 and your recap from Dover International Speedway.